My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll go around the NFL with Jeff Darlington, NFL Network reporter, coming up at 8:20. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock, and with the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins football team, Mike Locksley, joining us at 9:45. So we are packed. But every time this morning, we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Don't forget to use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off, and remember, don't sleep. Makes you great.
I was telling the boys during the break, my Drabby noticed I got my lip is fat this morning. I woke up with a fat lip.
Play some 41.
All right. And there's a pimple there. Yeah. And so I'm assuming it's the pimple.
Yeah.
As I kind of squeezed it. But it may not be. It may not, you know, Drabby's instinct is it might be something I ate, like an allergic reaction something. Or I wonder if it's like a mosquito bite.
Thank you, Valdez. Derek Whibley, so sorry.
I might stumble over my words here, so forgive me.
Okay.
But it feels weird.
So it does hurt?
Definitely fat.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I could tell.
Yeah. But that might be one of the worst places to have a pimple,
too. It's a terrible place to get one.
Because?
It's just, it's uncomfortable. It's always in the way.
I kind of
always feel it.
It. Already
kind of painful.
It's kind of painful.
It's destroyed your confidence today. The first thing I noticed about you. Yeah, you got no swagger today because you're self-conscious about your
You got a pizza face.
It's not even that I'm self-conscious, honestly, because, you know, I gave up on that. It's just that I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed anything different. He wanted the back padding machine about Jeff Driscoll. Seems like same old to me.
We got to get you some Accutane.
I don't know. I had pineapple. Did pineapple do that to you?
I heard somebody the other day say they're allergic
my
to pineapple.
My wife is allergic to pineapple. Can't eat it.
I mean, I've had pineapple a million times in my life, but I have been kind of sucking on pineapple the last couple days.
Sucking so on good. Pineapple?
So just suck the juice out of it, and I eat it, but I mean, it's just silly.
Pineapple's very good. Pineapple is by far the number one seed of all tropical fruits. It's not even close.
I think I had a couple bites of pineapple right before I went to bed. That could be it.
That could be it. Maybe you have a...
Could be the culprit.
Maybe you have an aversion to pineapple. By the way, yesterday I got stung by some sort of insect.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a skeeter because my forearm started like bubbling up.
Yeah.
So I took not one, but two Benadryl.
Yeah.
And by about 7:45...
You were out.
I was pwned.
I had
a beer at dinner. And then, of course, I had to have another... nightcap before I went to bed.
Right.
Completely pwned.
Right.
Knocked you out.
Yeah. Because usually if I take two Benadryl, it's right before bed. It's not at like 6 o'clock or 5:30.
Dude, I tell you,
threw me for a loop.
I used that Spotify sleep thing again last night.
You did.
I'm telling you,
it works wonders.
It literally is knocking me out within one song.
That's fantastic.
Fall asleep in 3 minutes. And
it's
I do.
Perfect.
It's unbelievable.
It's exactly what you need.
It's like hypnotic.
Cakes used to tout 15-minute makeout sessions with your wife before you taxed it.
Okay, that's a little extreme, but okay, sure.
I'm just saying, you used to tout it. I think you've backed off it over the years. I mean, 15 you are the king of white lies.
It's egregious.
It was probably a white lie back then.
15-minute makeout sessions, that's like clearly the domain of horny high schoolers and maybe inching into college.
Right. But if you are having a makeout session with your wife, you know, on the days when you go, it's going to be muddy, does she ever complain about beer breath?
Never.
Because I'm guessing it's an end of the night activity.
She doesn't complain about anything with him.
Because I'd say I brush my teeth and I vigorously brush my tongue.
When was the last time Amy said something negative to you?
About my
breath. The Washington Gold.
Huh?
Oh, the Washington Gold.
Yeah, she mocked my Washington Gold.
She mocked that. All right, besides that, when was she upset with you?
Like,
you
know, about you, like physically, as a person?
I don't know. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. I
mean, wait a second. When you have your two beers at night, I'm assuming most of the intimacy is end of the night. But you know what? He doesn't have kids in the house anymore.
Exclusively, yeah.
Like, maybe it happens in
noon. Day sex in the summer.
I mean, I'm not going to say it hasn't happened, but it's normally
the nighttime
activity. It's usually a post-dinner activity.
Nocturnal activity.
Right. Uh-huh. But you're having your beers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't see her as a beer drinker.
She is not.
Right.
I mean, every once in a while, she might have a Corona, like she'll drink half of it. And then,
she
of
ever
course,
complain?
I finish it.
She ever complain that you have stinky breath? Or
never.
Smelly?
Because I don't have stinky breath. I don't have Kevin McCarthy breath. I love Kevin.
Right. I know, but the beer breath. So you're brushing your teeth every time before you tax it?
Yes.
It just doesn't come up? That's almost like planned.
I stick to Listerine.
Well, he brushes his teeth before he goes to bed, so that's kind of normal.
If I know,
but he also has to put the mask on, so he's got to know there's a little window of time.
If I know that I'm about to pwn,
right,
I'm brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like so she knows. She kind of knows. That's the kind of a signal.
Like, we both brush our teeth. Like, I mean,
I don't think it's that unusual. He's going to bed. He's going
to
brush his teeth, so that's kind of taken care of.
I
guess what you're referring to is if there's some sort of like weird middle
of the
night.
It's just more natural.
Weird middle of the night.
Not middle of the night, but just he's watching TV usually upstairs, I believe.
Of course,
in his bedroom.
In my Archie Bunker chair.
He's having his beer right there.
Then he brushes his teeth.
Like there's a natural order of things. Beer is finished. TV goes off. Brush teeth. Get in bed. Pwn.
Gotcha. I'm just amazed.
I'm just amazed
that she just doesn't ever find fault with you. Like, what's that like?
It's fantastic.
Get grilled 100 times a day.
Of course.
Well, you left the door open. Why'd you leave the door open? The screen door. Mosquitoes are going to come in here. Oh, Eric, put your crackers away. Now I got ants in the thing. You know, it's sick.
I'd yell at you, too. You do a lot of things wrong in the house. Well, I mean, you're not putting your crackers away? I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't know. She says you leave crumbs. There's crumbs here. All right.
I left a crumb.
All right, hit the skids. I'm just in my own world here. It's kind of amazing. You know, they've made this whole deal like a one day thing. They made 38 transactions yesterday. It used to be like they'd cut to like 70, and then they'd cut to like 65, and then to 53.
I like
whatever.
It better this way. This is just one fell swoop. Just
one
get
fell
it done.
Swoop, and it's a tough day for everybody. Maybe this is the best way to do it. 38 roster moves. Nothing shocking. I do think that the KJ Henry release was by far the biggest surprise for people because he seemed to sort of shine in every game. It had moments. But for whatever reason, they've indicated to him, I believe, that they do want to bring him back in the practice squad. I do think he's a candidate to be picked up. We have a question. I'm not sure if Jason texted Kime.
I texted Kime, yeah.
Here's my question for you. For the way it works, so they're really in an advantageous position, unfortunately, being so bad last year, that they get second crack at all the guys, right? Mm-hmm. So Carolina had the worst record. They get first crack at all the guys. Does Washington get second crack on their own guys? Or do they have to be passed up by all the other teams before Washington can pick them up?
I think it's the former. I think if Washington has second waiver priority, it's
even
Carolina,
their own guys.
I think so. Like if Carolina passes on KJ Henry, and Washington wants to re-sign him or put him back on the practice squad, they would have
that makes it
second shot at it.
That's very advantageous for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very advantageous for them. So today's going to be an interesting day.
JK will get back to us.
Some people were surprised that Martavis Bryant was released. I don't think you should be surprised. I do think that they're going to bring him back on a practice squad. And if they, you know, see growth and there's injuries or anything, he's a proven veteran who could go in there and, you know, catch a ball in the red zone.
Moderately surprised. He had a touchdown and they just signed him.
Yeah, but they had the whole offseason. He had tried out earlier. I guess moderately. So I don't know. I think it was a very low percentage he was going to make the opening roster. It was obvious they liked Pringle. I think pretty much the receivers that they kept, it was fairly obvious. Jason was hardcore that they were going to keep Crowder. I'm glad they kept Crowder. I like him.
I thought they might keep seven.
Yeah.
But they only kept six.
I'm personally surprised at their love affair with Olamide Zaccheaus. Like, he's just a journeyman that catches like 30 balls if you're lucky. Like,
yeah, but that's how he's been used before. But they're going to use, he might catch more because if they like his skill set.
We talked about this when you were gone.
Yeah.
I agree with you. His best season was 40 catches.
Right.
When he was the number two in Atlanta.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he's not capable of more. It just means that they didn't feature him.
Generally,
if he's featured here, he might do a lot better than you think.
True.
Yeah.
I believe that the die is cast if a guy's been in the league for 5-6 seasons like he's
generally
been.
Generally, that's true.
Mm-hmm. He's the very rare Washington wideout that I won't bet overs on. Mm-hmm. Usually I love to bet overs on guys like Dotson.
Well, it depends on what the number
Dotson
is.
Dotson back in the day.
So what's the number you're putting on? Maybe I'll bet the over on him. What's the number on Oz?
I mean, his last three seasons, he's got 31, 40, and 10. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Right. So what do you want?
24 and a half catches.
I'll go over.
Put it in the book.
For a rare instance, I'll take it under.
All right. I go over that.
$2 bet.
$2 in
the book. Standard junks bet.
Defensively.
All right. So you cannot claim your own players that you
released. You cannot. They have to be seen by all 32. Yeah,
which makes sense. Yeah.
That does make it a little. So these guys will have an opportunity to get picked up by someone else. You know, it's probably more fair to them, right? Because if they just want to stash you on a practice squad, let these guys at least get exposed to everyone so they can get a shot at being on a main roster.
What are your impressions of the roster? So I saw a ranking yesterday, power ranking. We all believe they're going to be better, different degrees, but we all believe they're going to be better than a 4-win team.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the power rankings had them 28th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not great. It's better than last year, but it's not great.
The only thing that I see.
Well, there's question marks at a few different positions.
Definitely question marks in a lot of places.
Receiver.
But every team has, secondary, by and large, question marks, unless you're like the Niners or something. Maybe they don't have many
questions. Well, they've got questions.
Oh, they've got a lot
it's
of questions.
It's called Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But that's just roster maintenance. Like, those guys are, you know, all things being equal, those guys would be there. I think they need one or two more guys that can like take it to the house,
and you're more explosive guys.
I don't think you're going to find that really off the waiver wire because those guys are hard to find. So like, no one's going to find another Tyreek Hill. But you need somebody with that kind of sizzle.
They're going to find that guy with like the 15th or 16th pick in the draft next year.
Hopefully,
that's where you find it.
Yeah, and then you know. Everyone has the same questions. Well, how's the offensive line going to hold up? How is the back end of the defense going to hold up? I think other than that, I think they'll be okay. I think Jaden's going to mitigate the offensive line issues because he's getting rid of the ball so quickly. And they're not stupid. Unlike their previous coaching staff, which was stupid, this staff, until proven otherwise, not stupid. And they know they don't have a great offensive line, that they're going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. I think they're going to try to run the ball a lot to take some pressure off Jaden.
Well, they're going to face.
And I think they're going to pressure the quarterbacks, and they're going to get burned sometimes because they know they can't just leave their corners out on an island.
That secondary is going to face a stern test in week one with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin in the slot, and Jalen McMillan has been impressing as a rookie in camp for Tampa Bay. So That's a good test for them in week one.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be tough to stop those guys.
I think Mike Evans is going to have a big day.
Right. He could.
I just think that when people look at your roster, they're basing it on the fact that we only won four games last year. And now the thing is, this has been a complete turnover. Like, I think there's only 22 guys remaining from last year's team. Okay. Yeah. Which is,
we started seeing that in free agency that they were going to flip.
So that's
31
guys, if my math is correct, Cakes. Mm-hmm. 31 new guys on this roster. So you can't say it's the team that won four games last year.
No.
Because the majority of these guys weren't even here.
It's totally different.
So I think Bobby Wagner's going to have a big impact. I think Frankie Louvu's going to have a big impact.
It's my guy.
I think everyone is raving about Sanastrill. He's going to be a huge part of that defense. And I think Jaden's going to be dynamic. So I see some positive. I love Sinnott. Love him. Love him. Now, he's the third, and Ertz, they're saying, has looked great. So he may not get many opportunities for the first 6 weeks or so. I don't know how that's going to play out. But I love Sinnott.
I think there were reports that the Commanders are going to lean into three tight end sets. Which so makes sense because if your offensive line stinks and you need extra blocking, you might as well utilize one of the what looks like a strength in your tight end room.
Right.
With Bates being a really good blocker. I mean, you're going to rely on Ertz and Sinnott, I think, more in the pass-catching role as a tight end.
Well, but I always think that Bates is underrated. He's obviously their best blocker, but I do think he's underrated. In other words, when they throw it to him, he generally catches it. What I like about Sinnott is it appears obvious to me, I've only seen him a few times in the preseason game. He catches it, turns upfield, is looking to make a play.
He's also a runaway beer truck. Like, he is almost impossible to bring down.
He drags guys, and he has the instinct to kind of catch it and run upfield.
Yeah. Ertz is more of a catch it, and that's where he's gonna wind up.
Like, right. And that Bates is that way, too.
You're not going to get a lot of yak out of Zach Ertz at this point in his career.
Right.
But Sinnott can give you some extra burst after he catches the ball.
And I'll give Jason credit on this one, and we have seen nothing. But if Eckler is how Kingsbury says he is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
That could be the offseason acquisition of
if the receivers aren't getting open, he's dumping it to Eckler.
Well, yeah.
Even if they, no matter what, they're going to dump it to Eckler.
If
he's healthy like he was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you listen to him on Grant and Danny?
Kingsbury?
No. Eckler was on Grant and Danny yesterday.
I actually did.
Very likable guy.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't played in the preseason in four seasons.
Right.
Well, I think that's smart.
They're keeping him under wraps.
You save him for the regular season.
And if he is like he was, which why wouldn't it be? High ankle sprain is a debilitating thing, but you get over that. So if that's all that it's a long injury. If that's all that held him back last year, why couldn't he be the guy he was a year and a half ago?
Coming up next, we'll tackle what the coaches and GMs of the league and assistant coaches tackled, which is ranking the quarterbacks with some surprising results. That's next here in the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.